Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Lots of economic headlines this week, from the SAC Capital Insider Trading indictments to the indictments of four Russians and a Ukrainian for a hacking operation involving 160 million credit card numbers, hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. But the big talk on Wall Street and Washington is who will replace Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. He's been chairman since 2006, and after this January, we won't be hearing this voice anymore.
Our strategy is to try to focus on inflation and unemployment using monetary policy, but to pay close attention to any developments in the financial stability sphere and use the regulatory and supervisory tools we have as the first line of defense.
Financial stability sphere, the calm, measured, putting me to sleep voice of Ben Bernanke before the Senate Banking Committee, could be replaced by the bombastic, suffer-no-fools voice of former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, or the soft-spoken current Fed vice chairman and well-known expert on monetary policy, Janet Yellen. For more on who's in the running to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, we turn to Pippa Malgram, president and founder of Principalis, a financial firm based in London. Pippa, welcome back.
Hello.
Is there a serious debate between Summers and Yellen? One is a move up from within. Summers seems to be a real operator in Washington who wants some sort of redemption for all of his good works. But is there a policy difference between the two?
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. There is a policy difference between the two. I think Larry Summers would be much more inclined to deal with the economy more immediately. I think Janet Yellen has a very clear view that she wants the economy to fully recover before the Federal Reserve takes any action. So that's a little bit why the market views her as being more, quote, dovish, softer, and less willing to take away the stimulus until there's absolute certainty the economy is back on its feet, which for many people is going to be too late and will bring a new set of problems.
So the policy issue here is really this, quantitative easing, the thing that, Bernanke now calls the stimulus, which is the Fed's buying of Treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities. The question is when to stop this. Bernanke hinted that it might stop sometime soon, and the markets went insane. You say Summers would be more likely to be suspicious of the stimulus and pull it back early?
Yeah, well, he just said in the last couple of days, in fact, that he felt the quantitative easing was pretty, quote, ineffective. And that there were other things that might be more effective, which implies he's, not necessarily going to continue that policy if he is appointed. But I think at the end of the day, look, it's the president's decision. I think that he would very much like to make a historic announcement and announce the first woman chairman of the Federal Reserve. No question that Janet Yellen is fully, fully qualified. She's been described as a small woman with a large IQ, which is pretty apt. But I think the big difficulty is that whoever is in this job next, they're going to face a very divided committee. And an even bigger issue is that the Federal Reserve is telling the American public there's absolutely no inflation. And I think the American public are feeling their cost of living go up. And it may be that the Fed's models are wrong, and maybe the Fed's models are right, but the growing gap is going to increase distrust in the Fed.
Does the president have a vision of the Fed? Would he be wanting to put his stamp on the Fed, or is this simply a historic announcement of a woman appointment independent of economics in any way?
No, I think, look, all presidents want to put their stamp on the Fed. That's normal. But in this case, I think that he believes that her softer stance on the economy is the right thing to do. And it happens that she's fully qualified and that she is also a woman. And all those things add up in a world where actually there aren't that many other great choices. And I think, this is a very difficult, tricky moment in the history of the U.S. economy. And the question of who's capable of managing the institutional differences is an open one. And I think, for example, Larry Summers doesn't have a great history of being a highly collaborative kind of character.
Oh, yeah. I saw a Social Network And he'll be dealing with all sorts of egos on the board if he was made chairman of the Federal Reserve. And I think the question really is, since Janet Yellen is vice chair, does she already deal with that group? Do they view her as some sort of a bridge builder, or do they want her out of the way?
Oh, that's an interesting question. And I think there are different opinions on that committee. I mean, I think that there are different opinions on that committee, not only about monetary policy, but also about what is the right way to manage the committee. I mean, in the past, for example, Alan Greenspan basically used to let everybody talk, and then he would say, "Now let me tell you why you're all wrong." And people were afraid to challenge him. Paul Volcker was very different. He just said, "Here's what I think," and never let anybody get in a word edgewise. Ben Bernanke's been quite different. He said, "All right, let's all have a conversation and throw in our thoughts." But over time, the people who have a more hawkish approach on the economy have definitely felt that he is not as interested in their voice as they think he should be. So she's definitely going to face a tough group.
But, Pippa, it seems to me that if you look back at some of those candidates, Paul Volcker, I've heard talk, would never get nominated today. He's just too divisive a character. The Fed chairmanship has evolved into a kind of technical position, an expert, an academic. Bernanke is certainly that. And Yellen is that, way more than Summers.
Oh, I agree. But I think the analysis is wrong. I think that the prime function of the Federal Reserve is to protect the currency and to protect the economy. And so, yes, there's a need for technical expertise, but this is not a technical function. This is a political role as well. And you're going to need political leadership for the Federal Reserve to maintain the trust of the American public in the value of the currency, in the capability of the economy to recover properly. So, no, I don't think it's enough to be an academic in that job.
And if Yellen is appointed to Fed chairman, she has a chance of getting her face on a dollar, maybe the 10 spot, 50. Who would you put on there if it wasn't a, dead American president?
I hear you. No, it's going to be a dead American president. But I tell you, what she will face is, on her first day going in front of Congress, that what she is doing is no longer what she learned in a textbook. It is politics. It's political theater. It's about managing expectations. It's a whole different skill set than you ever get doing a PhD in economics.
Pippa Malgram is president and founder of Principalis, a financial firm based in London. Thanks so much.
Thank you.